Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A lot of votes for that one. A lot of votes for the Miami Vice theme song is the best TV theme song of all time. So go ahead and keep sending those in. We got a bunch so far. We'll play them. But we got to go to Kyrie, Slee, right? We got to go to the fact that this just dropped a few minutes ago, that Kyrie Irving has requested a trade from the Nets. He told the team that he'd prefer to be moved before the trade deadline, which is next Thursday, February 9th, or that he will leave in free agency in July. So basically saying, look, you can keep me, but I'm leaving. You're going to get nothing for me if we just go to free agency. So if you want anything for me, you need to move me in the next 6 days. Kyrie's a great player. Kyrie is somebody that no matter where he goes on a spreadsheet, they're a better basketball team. Kyrie Irving is a good player. He's also radioactive. He has a toxic presence literally everywhere he's been. That everywhere he goes, people are happier to see him leave than they were when he arrived. That doesn't mean he can't play.
Yeah.
But everywhere he goes, people are tired of his you-know-what very, very soon. I'll say the line that I've said to you. If everywhere you go, it smells like crap, it's probably you. Mm. Okay? That is the perfect explanation of Kyrie Irving's career. Do the Lakers try to find a way? LeBron gets along with him. LeBron and he have a championship pedigree. Do you try to – LeBron, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis seems pretty formidable. Do you try to do it?
Okay, so a couple things here. And I want to just talk this through because when I say this came out of nowhere, you could say, hey, Al, have you followed Kyrie Irving? You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
What today
feels
like.
He could rescind the request tomorrow.
He could. You're right. Right. He could say I'd signed an extension with the Brooklyn Nets for
really
all I
could.
Know. But I want to just kind of walk this through because I have not thought. I think there's two tiers in the Eastern Conference. I think Milwaukee and Boston have proved they can get to the NBA Finals and they can win the whole thing. They got to be healthy. That's my tier number one. The second tier is Brooklyn and Philly. If Brooklyn, with KD, went through this stretch where they were playing some really good basketball, they're sitting, I think, fourth right now in the Eastern Conference. And when KD comes back, you would say, hey, I'm not telling you Brooklyn's going to go to the NBA Finals. They got a shot, right? They have a shot to go because they have the star power and the players that they have. If the problem was Steve Nash before, Jacques Vaughn certainly has come in and kind of quieted down everything, and it's more about basketball. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you that this is kind of coming out of nowhere, and I know it's Kyrie Irving, and maybe I shouldn't be surprised by it, but it's a little bit surprising to me. So I'll put that to the side for a quick second. The Laker portion of this, so if you're telling me, hey, Al, you can make a trade for Kyrie Irving, Russ is going to be gone. I don't know what Kyrie is making exactly this year, so I don't know, you know, what that would – if it makes me think back when I think they had talked about Kyrie before. I think you had to add another contract to make the dollars work.
He makes $36 million bucks.
So he's 36. That's 47. So you're adding like a Harris or like a Seth Curry or one of these other guys to make the contracts work.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to give back draft compensation?
Presumably both of the first rounders you have left.
Both first rounders. I get LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie. And I say, hey, let's go try to win an NBA championship. Do I have any idea that Kyrie's coming back after this year, or no?
I mean, presumably he would want to stay, right? That it's the Lakers, it's LeBron James, it's Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I do it.
It's an incredibly complex question. It's on a purely basketball sense. Purely basketball sense. The Lakers are a better team. The team you just described. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and whatever supporting cast they have, it's a better team than they have right now. It is. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when and how badly that Kyrie Irving does what he does. He's going to do it. He's done it everywhere he's ever been. He's going to do it here. Okay, so it's going to happen. It could happen. Look, he could come here. Lakers could make a run or not. And then next season, he could be wildly unhappy. He could stake out a position that is so radioactive that the league basically says, you need to get the hell out of here until you figure this thing out. He could do nothing. He could be fine. You just don't know, but he's going to do something at some point. You're basically saying this is our team for at least the next few years, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have any flexibility, really, if you kind of do this. And you know that this man is going to do something at some point. He will. I don't know if I do it. And he might be the only really significant star player in the league that I say, you know what, just I can't. I just can't with you. I don't think that I want to have him around this team. As a talk show host, hell yes, bring him in. As a Laker fan, no. And so he's going to do the thing, Al. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a thing. And it could be funny stupid or it could be stupid stupid. I don't know which of the two lanes he's going to pick, but he's going to pick one of them.
Could I try to sell you on this of why I think there's a couple determining factors, okay? I think first off, I think he gives you a legitimate chance now to come out of the Western Conference, and there's no question about it. I think he gives you a legitimate chance, basketball perspective.
Yeah, probably.
Basketball perspective.
He
gives you that, and there has not, I think it's safe to say that there is probably not a move out there that the Lakers would make, whether it's a first round or it's this, that. I don't know if there's really a player out there that you're going to get back and you say, hey, the West is going through the Lakers. And there's a very good chance that the Lakers don't make a big blockbuster move because the price is too high, whatever the case is. I go back to what Pelinka said before the season started. I go back to what Pelinka said right after the Rui trade, that if we feel there's a player that can make us a true contender, a championship contender, there is no resource, there is no asset that we won't go make. I don't know if this is because the Lakers are so obviously all in and they're in 12th place in the Western Conference, right? And the quote that you had about Darvin Ham last night about Anthony Davis, that a lot of it obviously kind of goes where AD goes is how the Lakers are going to go. Trav, they're already so all in, and whether the strategy is right, what they're doing, whether that chapter is closed, of what are we chasing at this point?
Uh-huh.
This is what they're going to do. They're going to try to win and try to compete this year, next year, and then that chapter is going to end. I look at it as you've already rolled the dice as many times as you have. If you're rolling it one more time and it's Kyrie coming back to play with LeBron James, who helped win a championship the first time around, it's probably less confidence with the Kyrie part. It's more confidence in LeBron and the other infrastructure.
It's not the other infrastructure for me. The LeBron part is the one thing that leads you to believe maybe it'd be worth it, that maybe he has a level of respect for LeBron James and their previous relationship, their previous success together, that would keep him from doing what he does. Maybe. Jeannie Buss can't keep him from doing what he does. Rob Pelinka can't do it. Darvin Ham can't. No, nobody can. Maybe LeBron. None of the other infrastructure. He doesn't give a damn. He did it with Kevin Durant. He's done it with Steve Nash. He's
done it with the Celtics.
He's done it with everybody. Mm-hmm. This is not new. He's literally done it with everybody. The most consistent stretch, and I'm not talking basketball, I'm talking don't blow up the team, the consistent stretch was when he was with LeBron James. So maybe you can tell yourself that little thing. I really want it to happen as a host because I think we'll have a lot. If you think Russell Westbrook has been a challenge to deal with personality-wise, bring Kyrie Irving in and say, Russell Westbrook is John Stockton compared to this. Okay? This is the most steady-as-she-goes guys ever. Kyrie is Kyrie. There is no equivalent to him. He's one of one when it comes to doing nutty stuff.
You sold me even more on the way you kind of lamented the LeBron portion of it. I think that's interesting. I think that maybe kind of takes it over the top for me. But I'm going to go back to something, Trav. They've been rolling the dice here. And you just look at it. The way you just mentioned Russ compared to Kyrie, at least the significant difference between those two players, Kyrie is just so much more skilled has exactly what the Lakers need from that.
Oh, Kyrie's much better player than Russ.
That's my point. My point of rolling the dice because of that.
But he's also 10 times more unpredictable than Russ. He's also far more toxic than Russ. He's also far more likely to do something to sabotage the team than Russ. Like, you don't get the good player, you can't. It's so interesting, and I want Laker fans to get in on this. 877-710-ESPN. You can't separate his deal from his play. You just can't do it. With other guys, you kind of can. That in the right set of circumstances, you know that he's going to be more traditional, more predictable. With this guy, you really can't. You have no idea what's coming up with him next, which what's what makes it so much fun. We're going to come back. We'll take some
of
these phone
calls. Let's get the paperwork done. Who do we get in touch with? Send an email to the powers that be.
I'm really interested to hear if more Laker fans are thinking like Usley or more like not this guy. I love it from a basketball thing, but this will be a disaster. 877-710-ESPN. It's Travis Lee, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's your winner, Al, for you at least.
It's a classic. It's kind of funny. This song, too, I think there's a little bit to it where some of the other theme songs, yeah, they could be cheesy, they could be this. It's all good. That's like kind of what makes them iconic. That's what makes them good in its own. This was actually this was a good song back in the day. It's still a good song today.
All right, so we got a million phone calls here. Berg, hop back in as well because – I've talked to you about this before, Greg.
Yeah.
You're a hard no on the Kyrie to the Lakers thing.
I am a hard no, and I know I understand everything about Kyrie. I understand the level of skill that he is. I understand that if you bring him in, you are absolutely a championship contender immediately.
You know what's the problem?
Next day. It's not because we put too much value on skill over what the type of person this guy is and what he does and all the things that comes with him that Travis was just talking about. He's unpredictable. He's toxic. There's so many terrible things that he brings to
a
team.
He may just not show up one day and put it to you this way.
He takes a day off.
But he could take a week off and you're like, why aren't you coming to work? None of your business.
Look,
what?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean? Like, why aren't you here? None of your business. Okay. And I'm not being crazy. He's done that.
This is nothing new. I mean, he had the whole Amazon thing that happened earlier this year that really set me off. But at the same time, like, you just don't know. I want to win a championship as a Laker. I'm a massive Laker fan like you, Slee. I absolutely want to win championships. I don't, and this could get you there. I don't think it's worth it. I don't.
Okay, so when you say worth it, explain. Because I would tell you this. If this was a Laker team that, let me use as an example.
I don't want him. I don't want to root for him. I have no rooting interest.
Real quick. I'm going to try to explain it from, let's say, if you're the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
And you have years in front of you. And you got, you know, some young players that you're not only developing. You got an MVP. If you're the Memphis Grizzlies and you think you're going to be competing over the next 5 years, this and that. The Lakers basically have all their eggs. They have still the two first round picks left, but they got all their eggs in on this team right now, and they got these two picks that they're dangling. And I'm going to take the quotes from Rob Pelinka's mouth of, "We will use these resources if the right opportunity is in there." And I'm not telling you that this is a lock or anything like that, but I think they would do it. And I got to be honest, from my perspective, if the goal is they want to win an NBA championship. They've already been going all in for the last couple of years. I wouldn't stop here. I mean, they've already gone all in for the last couple of years. Have they fell flat on their face? They have with the Russ trade. I don't stop. I think this is kind of one of those situations that they were looking for. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't.
From strictly a basketball sense, from what he does on the court, yes, those are all true statements, and that is exactly what's going to happen. I cannot root for this guy. And when he comes to the Lakers, which is probably going to happen at this point.
I don't know about that. I'm with you on that, Al.
He's demanding a trade. He's a free agent at the end of the year. And he probably will want to sign here anyway. He's not going to stay anywhere except for L.A. most likely.
Hold on a second. I just got to. You think you know what that dude's going to do, you're out of your mind.
That's fair.
He doesn't know what he's going to do day to day, minute to minute.
It's all out
there.
This idea
of, well, he'll do this and then do... Anybody see this coming? Anybody see him doing what he's done from the moment? I mean, he is as unpredictable as any player in the league.
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
No, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. You can't predict the unpredictable.
Yep.
That he is a wild card in every sense of the word. So, if you bring him in, he'll probably... No. He could just... I'm not coming today.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm not coming. Well, why? Well, I none of your business. He's so unpredictable that you have to figure that into your deal-making equation. You have to try to say, if I do this, I have to be prepared for literally anything that comes next.
You can't be prepared for it because it's so unpredictable. So it's impossible.
Let's try one here. Let's go to Riverside and Edwin in Riverside. Ed, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to shout you guys out real quick. Longtime fan. Absolutely love your guys' content. Just want to, quickly just piggyback off what you guys are saying. Yes, Kyrie Irving is an absolute monster. He's a stud. He's a baller. But I think at this point, he just, all of his negatives outweigh the positives. Don't get me wrong. I have money on the Lakers plus 4,000 to take the championship. And even then, I'm like, damn, do I want this guy on our team? If I have 500 on it, I could take 20 grand home. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's even going to work. Like you said, he might just say, hey, I'm not going to come to work today. Why? I don't know why I don't want to come to work. Hey, why do I have to wear a face covering? We're in Los Angeles. I'm not going to come. So anyways, guys, just want to let you guys know that. So at the end of the day, do I think he should come? I don't know. If he comes, I'm happy. But, just more than likely, it's not going to work. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it.
You got it, Edwin. Time. That plus 4,000 ticket will look a lot better if he does come. That's for sure. For no other reason, that's probably a good way to do it. Let's try another one. Long Beach. Marvin. Marvin, you're on with Travis Lee.
Hey, Travis. You know what? Bite the bullet. Have LeBron keep him on check. Have Magic keep him on check. Have Pelinka keep him on check. I mean, come on. It's time to win another championship. I mean, we only have LeBron for a couple more years. I mean, come on. We need him.
So this is what's so complicated, Al. When everything that Marvin said, you need him? Yeah, you do. Could he help you win another championship? Yeah, he might. He's that good that he might be able to push you over the top. But it's also one of those, it could also be that a year from now, if they did it, we could be looking back, that's the biggest mistake they've ever made in their entire life.
Probably
that,
will.
That could be just as true as anything else. So, and that's why you have to at least get together your 48 people that chip in on these decisions in the Laker Brain Trust, right? And kind of try to figure out which way you want to go. Do you basically say, we're willing to risk whatever may come, not knowing what that might be, or... you know what? We just can't. That's the decision that you have to make.
I will say this. I think if the Lakers were in a completely different position, I think they're in desperate mode, maybe the right way to put it. When you're a team that's wanting to win right now and you're kind of all in on this moment, yet you're didn't make the playoffs last year, you're in 12th place in the Western Conference right now. If it was a different franchise or the Lakers were in a different situation or maybe Braun wasn't on the team, I might have a different answer, but I think the Lakers are, I think they've been all in, even though they're not actually there to try, they're not in a position to win a championship. I look at it as they could fall flat on their face. I think it's worth the risk.
Let's try another phone call. Let's go to Agoura Hills and Todd. Todd, you're on with Travis Lee.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think chemistry matters so much more than we realize. I think in every championship we've seen across sports, it's the chemistry that's gotten teams there. It's people who like each other, who play for each other. And I don't see that happening, especially when he's so self-entitled.
Yeah, it's the same thing as what's going on with Russ. I mean, there's not great chemistry what's happening with Russ. And that's I'm fighting against my own point here of not wanting him. But at the same time, Kyrie's going to basically be he's going to fit in better than Russ does in this situation because of his talent.
Todd's take on chemistry, I think, is mostly right.
Yes.
But I would like to kind of throw this back at you guys. Have you ever heard of a team that was in last place? Yeah, but we had great chemistry. Okay. Have you? No. Right?
Arizona Diamondbacks get along really well.
Have you ever heard about a team that won a championship and it comes out that they all hated each other's guts? Yes.
Mm. All the time.
Yes. All the time. Right? Chemistry can be that little thing that maybe gets you a little bit further than you're supposed to go, but good players are what matter.
It's not the best example, but I think, Trav, what you're referring to, do you think Kobe and Shaq, it's well documented, they weren't best friends when they were winning.
That's a really good example, but there's dozens of them.
I'm not telling you that I'm looking for them not to like each other. I'm not saying that. I think Derek Fisher was a chemistry guy. I think Ori helped with chemistry. I think Rick Fox helped with chemistry. But your stars don't have to exactly be best friends.
They had Shaq and Kobe.
Jordan Hill and Nick Young teams that got along really well when Kobe was there, they were terrible.
Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan didn't appear to be best friends.
Well, not anymore.
That seemed to work pretty well. I mean, it just have great players, and then the rest of that stuff will either take care of itself or it won't. But give me good players that don't necessarily love the sight of each other, that don't go have dinner together. I'll take those guys. You guys can be best friends in ninth place. I'll take Shaq and Kobe. It's not super complicated.
So KD has Ben Simmons, who's averaging 7-7 and like 5 a game, and then he also has Kyrie, who wants to leave. That's a good what a good situation out there.
Let's try another one. Oxnard and Brian. Brian, you're on with Travis Lee.
Hey, so we need Travis, Steve Mason, and Greg Bergman, man. We need you guys to get a hold of yourself and realize the big picture. LeBron realistically only has about another solid, let's say, give or take 2 or 3 years max. We owe it to him to go all in, get him the pieces he needs, chip out Russ, erase that mistake that he wanted and he made, and bring in his buddy Kyrie. If anyone could control him, it's going to be LeBron, kind of similar in a way, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe how like MJ controlled Dennis Rodman to an extent. That took him to the next level, getting a dude like Rodman. We need someone like Kyrie in our squad. I understand the baggage and everything. But one of my last point is this. As a Laker fan, the main goal is to what? Have more rings than Boston. Right now we're deadlocked at 17. If he can come in and get us 18 to finally put us over the edge and finally get beyond them, so many generations of Laker fans will appreciate that and love that. And in the end, we have to go all in.
Appreciate you calling it. Trav, I'm here on one thing. I was going to bring up the Dennis Rodman thing, but the reason why I didn't, very, very clear why I thought, okay, let's not bring that up. That's not necessary. Dennis Rodman showed up to work every single day. I know he'd go to Vegas for a weekend, and then he'd come back, and it'd eventually go from there. But he basically showed up every single weekend.
Well, I mean,
every single game.
Didn't he disappear for a while? Like, he missed games, right? It wasn't just I went to Vegas between games. I think he missed time, too, no? I'm going on
he
my
might
memory
have.
Here.
He might have.
I don't know if that's the best. Because he, now,
48 hours in Vegas?
The other part is that when Jordan did say, hey, dude, you got to get your ass back here, he did.
Yep.
But they gave him a little bit of leeway to go do his thing. But again, this is not apples to apples. That was a really good team that could afford to kind of, you know, hey, we're just going to do this. The Lakers are in 12th place.
They were in 13th yesterday.
Fair enough.
Hey, they're moving up, Slee.
Yeah, but this is a really bizarre scenario. And maybe LeBron can get the best version of Kyrie out of him, but this idea that anybody can control Kyrie Irving, I think, is a fool's errand. I don't think he's controllable in the way that you guys are talking about it. He's older. Let me ask you guys this, and tell me if this – have you ever met somebody that's a little unpredictable, a little bit of a wild card, a little bit of a I don't know what the hell this guy's going to do, where they get less crazy as they get older?
No.
No. right? Mm. The older you get, the more of all of those things that your impulses are to do, you do them more often. You don't do them less often.
Well, they're ingrained in you now, and this is just who you are.
You're more assured than ever before that your nuttiness is the right thing to do.
Yeah, you're accepting of yourself of how crazy that you are. You're like, this is how I'm going to be, and there's no way you can say anything about it. And that's what he is.
All right, we got a million phone calls on this. We're going to get to as many of them as we can, but coming up next, it is Fact or Cap. It is Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. We're going to get back to Kyrie Irving for sure in the next segment. So if you're on hold, please stay there because we will get your call. And I'm going to put into the ring that Mary Tyler Moore Show has a great theme song and
we're
one of my
favorites. We're going to make it after all. You didn't think I knew that one, did you?
I didn't think that was
kind of beautiful, man.
Thank you, Al.
You're welcome.
It's uplifting. All right, so it's the birthday of one of my favorite charlatan, Elizabeth Holmes. So she is famous for having the very deep voice.
Indeed, she is.
So we have kind of like people who fake their voices in the news lately. So it's Elizabeth Holmes, there's Austin Butler, the guy who plays Elvis, who now talks like Elvis. So you think that you could fake a voice in every aspect of your life if you were paid enough money to do it? Travis, Fetcher, Cap?
Cap. I have a quick question before I tell you why it's Cap. Is she accused of putting on that deep voice? That's not her actual voice?
That her voice did change from when she, like before and after she decided to do Theranos.
Oh, yeah, not before and after she got sentenced to prison.
No, it's not having to do with her sentencing to prison, no.
Okay, I did not know that. No. I think that, look, if you are an actor like Austin Butler, perhaps, and you're method and you super get into it, maybe you have a hard time of kind of letting it go. But my voice is my voice. And I don't think I could, you know, I could give you my...
Have an Aussie accent.
A British accent, an Australian accent or whatever. I could do it for 10 seconds before I'd slip back into my own voice. No chance.
Al?
I definitely capped.
You're a secret agent, so you could definitely.
Yeah, he's got all the dialects.
Exactly. I'm cap on this one, but I want to go to Travis because I'm going to answer for him. You are fact, because if I said you're a UCLA dude, you have a completely different voice.
But
if I said you just won the World Cup for Argentina, you have a completely different voice right there. You're much better than you think on some of these voice impressions. Me, I'm the same. Hey, how you doing? It's just the monotone, nothing.
It's the gaslighting, too, to say, oh, my voice didn't change. Of course my voice didn't change. Well, you clearly have a different voice.
Dude, you're from Orange County, Butler. Chill out.
Exactly. Taylor, what about you?
What's on the line here again? What'd you say?
I'm going to say if you were getting paid to do a movie.
Yeah, if you got paid to do it, I could definitely do it. Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah. I mean, how do we know that this isn't a changed voice for you, Taylor? You came here.
Maybe
came to the
Taylor's
big city.
Maybe Taylor's faking it this whole time.
I'm kind of a shapeshifter, yeah.
Is there an Iowa accent, Taylor?
It's neutral. It's very neutral.
Okay.
Is it like Midwestern in any way?
But the higher up you get in Iowa, the further north you get, it gets closer to Minnesota.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that like that Wisconsin Chicago thing. Mm-mm. It doesn't sound like that where they pap and mam. That's
flat. Oh, there's some good
vowels.
Ice fishing up there this time of year.
Yeah, there you go.
El Cajon has a lot of that.
All right. So one of the other things that happened with Elizabeth Holmes is that when she was under trial, that a lot of her text messages with her lover, boyfriend, Sonny Balwani, were aired to the world.
Yes, they were.
So they're interesting. So you would never want to have your texts read in a court of law. Alan, Fetcher, Cap.
I'm kind of more cap on this one. To be honest with you, you know, people talk about, and I get it, I understand the reason why. Yeah, everybody, the phones are spying on you, and they could hear everything you're saying, this. And in my head, I'm like, damn, that must be boring to follow me, right? Like, I'm not as worried about me. I'm sure maybe stuff with your, the only thing I can think of is like your girl or your wife or something like that, where you talk definitely different. Or it's using certain emojis, whatever the case is. That's the only thing where it would be like, yeah, that's a little bit of a personal relationship, but nothing crazy to where I'm that concerned.
Just an eggplant here and there.
Emily, take it easy.
Hey,
wow.
Who knows? I like cooking eggplants. It's fine.
Wow.
Travis, what about you?
I'm a little thrown
for a loop right now. No, I would prefer to keep my private text private.
That was the crying face or the laughing face.
Have you ever done the thing where you text the wrong person? Because, you might have two conversations going on at the same time, and you're typing to one person.
I know
and you
exactly
send it to the
what
other.
You're describing. It has been a very long time since I have done that, knocking aggressively on wood, but I have done it, and it was benign when I have done it, thankfully. But look, we all have typed out a thing or two that we probably didn't want everybody to read. It's probably pretty normal. Now, when I'm going to steal Emily's line here for a second. When there are eggplants about, you hope that the other person receiving it doesn't respond with thank you like Elizabeth Holmes' boyfriend did.
Yeah, Travis has sent me text
thank
that
you?
Started with, hey, boo. I'm like, Travis, it ain't me, bro.
Fact, yeah, I think I'd be ruined. I've never sent the eggplant emoji, but I don't want that stuff out there.
All right. So, additionally, Elizabeth Holmes was
is this an all Elizabeth
yes.
Holmes
fact? Yes, that is correct.
Okay, it was in my head. So there was a short mini series.
You should at least have to read these in the Elizabeth Holmes okay. voice, at least.
There's a mini series on Hulu this year about Elizabeth Holmes, and it starred Amanda Seyfried.
Thank you.
Is lovely. And you think you know who you would want to play you in a biopic. Taylor, Fetch or Cap?
Oh, man. I don't know. Trav said I had a doppelganger one time. Who's that guy?
I was trying to think.
The first day you saw me on camera, you said, oh, we got a...
I know I did, yeah. And I don't remember what I said.
I've been told I look like the brown-haired guy from One Tree Hill.
I don't know that show.
But
that's... Yeah, you do. And then also, Chris gave you one.
What was that?
Oh, Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
So Mark Wahlberg playing me in a biopic?
But
I don't know.
But you're more Eddie Adams than Dirk Diggler. if we're splitting the hair, you're Eddie before he went to the dark side and became Dirk. You're a nice, wholesome guy.
Okay.
So you're more Eddie.
I mean, we don't know about his texts.
Yeah, you haven't read those texts, Travis.
Fair, good point.
Travis?
Jeb Bush.
That's... Good.
Please clap.
Yes.
I feel like that's about right, right?
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Thank you.
Also, but who would you want to play the hotter version of you? Because Elizabeth got a very
Jeb Bush with
person.
A beard.
Yeah.
100%.
Al, what about you?
I don't know if I would know one. I would need your
Stanley
guys' help
Tucci.
On this.
We're done. Next.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, you look like Stanley Tucci.
I'll take it.
Do you know who that is?
You told me that early on, yeah. And I didn't know who he was, but I remember seeing a photo of him.
Oh, he's been in a million things. He's a very, very famous actor.
He's in
actor.
Hunger Games. Yeah. He's in Devil Wears Prada. Yeah. He has his own show on CNN.
If we gave him those little round glasses, he's definitely
and
Stanley
you want to have Stanley Tucci's life because he has a wonderful wife. He cooks. He travels the world for a living. It's great.
What about you?
I think like Beanie Feldstein maybe, but I don't know. She's in Booksmart, but I don't know. Kind of has
Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah, is her name.
Stand by.
She's Jonah Hill's sister. But all right. Well, we're waiting for Travis to find a picture of Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Sure.
She also was on Funny Girl recently. So I sent you guys clips of AI generated episodes of Seinfeld. So they do these like little clips. They do this thing on TikTok where they say, okay, I made an AI generator watch 100 hours of Seinfeld and this is what I got. And so they kind of come out with it and it's not funny, but it's like they get kind of like the beats of what Seinfeld is. So you think that we will eventually get to a point where TV shows are AI generated. Travis, Dr. Cap.
Sure, fact, yes. Yeah. I think that and Al is on this one as well with his Boston Dynamics robots that can do backflips and chase you through the woods.
Yep.
But what these machines are capable of is extraordinary. And the where they were a year ago to where they are now is going to be the gap to where it was now, where it was back in the 50s, and it'll take a much shorter time to make that next leap. So, yes, and sooner than later, and it will be... It's either they're going to get it or the weather's going to get us first. One of those two things, Skynet or the weather. I'm not sure which it'll be.
Al?
Fact, 100%. There's going to actually, probably within the next year, Trav, it's going to be Trav and AI. And they're going to have replaced me. It's going to be a lot cheaper. He's going to have much better stats. He's going to have much better points. I think I'm 100%. The thing you just said about how quick it's happening,
yeah.
We're at an interesting time where... 1 year is a lot different than it used to be. And what you can accomplish in 1 year in technology is not what it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. So no question about it, that will be happening.
Taylor?
fact, but they've got a long way to go. You guys watch these clips? They were unwatchable.
They are unwatchable, but that it can at least kind of sort, like Emily said, it picks up the beats of these things. So once it starts to get a little, I was listening to a podcast about where you can ask this one AI computer to basically write you a Shakespearean play. It's kind of close. Like it's not perfect, but it's close enough to do it, and it's only going to get better. But soon enough, not so much.
They need a fix of voiceovers, and yeah, there's a lot of work.
Yeah,
can you give them some time? They're in the process here. Give them another year.
I don't want to say anything bad. School. They're coming for us.
Yeah, say nothing.
Everyone needs to watch Westworld, because then you'll feel so much better about what's going to happen with AI in the future. All right, so I just discovered this, that there was a reality TV show back in 2016 on NBC called Catching Kelsey, which is where 50 women from all 50 states compete for the heart of Travis Kelsey. And honestly, I watched a clip of it, and I would watch a million hours of this. So you would watch
this. I don't
know
if that's the endorsement you think it is.
I know, exactly. So you would watch this Catching Kelsey. Alan, Fetter Cap.
I know myself well enough that it's cap for me. I will not watch it. That's not to say that it won't get a lot of pub. That it won't probably do great in ratings. There's so many other things that are more interesting to me than Catching Kelsey. So I don't think I'm going to make the time to watch this.
Trev?
No, pick cap. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, very.
It's every girl from every state.
I love that answer. You gave no more details. No.
I don't think I need to. I think everybody knows where I am on those sorts of shows.
Taylor.
Absolute cap. I mean, cap.
Come on, Taylor.
Kelsey's kind of, he's an interesting dude, captivating, but
yeah.
No.
I think that it's funny because the thirst traps of Travis Kelsey and the thirst traps of Joe Burrow, both like NFL made thirst traps. And it's amazing. And keep them coming, NFL. I love it.
I like both of those guys. Like Burrow and Kelsey are interesting people to me. Like I wouldn't mind watching them do some things, but I don't need to see that.
Well, that was Vector Cup and. Thurnus?
That's pretty good.
Can I do my Sonny Balwani impression?
I don't know if you're allowed to.
No, I'm not going to do like the act. Just thank you. That was his response to getting sexted from his girlfriend. Thank you. It just seems like you really weren't that thankful to get it. just putting that out there. Your calls on Kyrie Irving. Coming up next, it's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
I appreciate you guys being a part of the show. It's a Bud Light Football Friday here on 710 ESPN, presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, must be 21 or older. Please play responsibly. Trav, just to give those who are just tuning in now, let's give them kind of a quick little recap here. So Shams had put out the tweet, I want to say within the last hour or so, that Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade. He wants to be traded before the deadline. Deadline is Thursday,
yep.
So it's not like we got much to work with here. It's coming up February 9th. And Emily just sent this as well. So Kyrie did put out a tweet. To my peers, just be yourself and grow. Keep people around you who celebrate you unconditionally and appreciates all the hard work that gets put in. Distance yourself from the folks who manipulate, hate, and hurt. So that's an interesting tweet there. You make of it what you want, but that's the latest of where we are.
I'll make of it what I want because I know what it means, which is you guys don't get me. That's what it means. I'm smarter than you. That's what it means. You guys just aren't on my level. That's what it means. That this constant, you guys don't understand. I'm the only one that sees how the world works. I'm the only one that knows this, that, and the next thing, which, fine. If that's what you believe, that's what you believe. I don't really want to argue that point. My point is, he's not going to show up wherever he goes next, whether it's the Lakers or anywhere else, and just turn into a traditional sort of basketball person. He's not going to turn into the guy that never, ever, ever you worry about doing something totally off the grid where he doesn't show up. He creates a controversy out of something, that he gets into a confrontation with a coach or a teammate or whatever it may be. He has done it more or less everywhere he's been. He continues to provoke. He continues to lean into his reputation as a provocateur at best and as someone who doesn't get it at the worst. And that could potentially be incredibly damaging to an organization. Look, what do you think Kevin Durant is thinking right now? What do you think the Nets are thinking right now? Where they're giving all these, whether it's the Harden and Durant or Simmons or any of these other guys, it's always been this, well, as long as we got KD and Kyrie, we can kind of always fill in the rest around it. Well, here we are, and we're 6 days away, probably away from it just being Kevin Durant and a bunch of dudes. And a lot of that is because James Harden basically wanted out of Brooklyn because he was done with Kyrie. Like, I'm not dealing with this dude anymore. Get me out of here. I don't want to do it, or I'm going to eat myself out of the league. That's kind of what his approach was. And now KD, who, you know, I don't want to say tied his wagon to Kyrie because KD's KD, but at least –
oh, they went there together.
Collaborated with somebody that thought would be there for him for the foreseeable future, and it's been a catastrophe. The Brooklyn Nets have not been good one time since they've been together. It's been a disaster. All of this matters for whoever's going to go get him next.
So I think there's nothing you've said you can really argue. I can't argue that. What it's all fact. It's all exactly what's kind of taken place. That's just in Brooklyn. That's not talking about his stop in Boston. That's not talking about just some other moments in his career where you kind of question what the hell is wrong with this guy, or what is he doing, or what's his priorities. Let me put it that way. I think that's the best way to put it. What's the priorities? Because I don't think basketball is the number one priority in his life, which, by the way, is fine. You do you. I think this is where I try to tie it back to the Lakers, and we have to do this question out to Laker fans. Would you go make a trade for Kyrie? Is this the moment that Rob Pelinka has been waiting for, where he could potentially go trade those assets, not for Bogdanovich, or not for, you know what I'm saying? Can I go get a real player that I feel like is going to put the Lakers in the mix? And this might be that moment. The reason why I would do it is you're not wrong on everything that you said, but I look at the Lakers' situation. I look at where they are right now. I look at a franchise that's been trying to go all in for the last, basically since Bron got here, they've been all in. And I don't think they're really going anywhere this year. Anthony Davis can be unbelievable. Maybe they got a shot. Maybe everything's got to work their way in order for them to have a shot. But I think that it's a franchise that has gone all in, and they put a lot of their eggs in the current basket that they have. They're putting their poker chips at the center of the table. And to stop now when you have kind of what you've described in front of you, and I'm not telling you that Brooklyn wants to do a deal with the Lakers. They may tell Kyrie, my man, we're going to wait till the offseason, and if you want to walk away, go ahead and walk. We're going to play out the season. But I think it's worth the risk for a franchise that is as all in as the Lakers are, if the goal is they want to compete for a championship with Bron and AD.
I wonder if the Lakers have a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit of leverage in any potential deal situation, because that the season is almost over. Because that the Lakers, you know, they're kind of in it, they're kind of not in it, they're in a weird spot. And Kyrie coming to the Lakers as a free agent is not totally out of the realm of possibility, that they could say, listen, we're willing to take it on the chin this season. We'll just wait to get him for just money at the end of the season, and you don't get the picks. So we're not going to give you everything that we have. We'll give you something because we'd rather have him now than later, but you can't rob us of everything we have because we can still get him at the end of the line. I don't know if that's the right way to look at it or not, but it makes some sense that, listen, I'm not giving you everything. I can just buy it at the end of the season if I really want it. So instead of me giving you both of these picks, I'll give you one of these picks or whatever it may be, that the Lakers have a little bit of leverage. And by the way, the clock's ticking on the Nets. If they want to move him, they don't have a ton of time to get it done.
So the only thing I'd say to that is if Kyrie would decide, and Kyrie might be this player, he might decide, hey, I just want to play in Los Angeles, and I want to play with Bron, and I want to play for the Lakers. I'm going to take less money, whatever it takes, to play for the Lakers. But I also don't know how many teams are going to be lining up trying to sign Kyrie.
That's the other thing, yeah.
But here's the thing. I could be wrong on that.
No,
you're not. There could be a franchise that thinks, we're not going to give him a four-year deal.
Yeah.
We'll give him a one-year deal. We'll give him that $35 million for 1 year.
There will be people that are interested in him, but it's not like a typical star player who's hitting the market.
Giannis is not available.
No, it's not that. It's if everybody would want Giannis or Luka or Jokic, it's going to be a very specific team in a very specific spot with a very specific contract that would be interested in bringing Kyrie in. It's not zero teams, but it's not 30 teams either. It's a different dynamic for sure. Let's go to Long Beach again. Caesar in Long Beach. You're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hello, everybody. Good show. Love your show. Listen to it every day.
Thanks, Caesar.
My opinion, you know, I was thinking about it, and I think that, you know, as you can see, the players have a lot of power when it comes to trades, you know, especially on the deadlines. I think if the Lakers had a chance, you know, if they were smart, I would say, in my opinion, I would say they can wait to the end of the season. You know, it depends who signs them or whatever. But if he already thinks he wants to go to L.A., wait for him so they don't lose the two picks, because, you know, if he goes there only for this season, it's a high risk, high reward. You know, I think it'll be worth it. The Lakers, you know, sad to say, but they can go far this season, but I don't think they're going to win the championship with the team they have. They're inconsistent. You know, they don't have a closer. They're bad at free throws. There's a lot of negative parts about it. So I think the smartest thing to do, if they already know they're going to get them, wait to the end of the season, and they save their two picks, and then, you know, it'll be a win-win. But, you know, who knows how it's going to go down. But I think there's a possibility that, you know, he wants to go to L.A., so I think we should wait to the end of the season.
Thanks, Caesar.
Caesar, appreciate you calling in. So, Trav, I will tell you just the way I feel the Lakers would operate in a situation like this, if it took them the picks to get him now, I think they would do it. I think that tick, 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 the clock is ticking. And what I'm talking about there, I'm not talking about the franchise. I'm talking about LeBron, right? Like, I don't see them, if they could. If there's an agreement with Kyrie Irving behind the scenes where it's like, listen, either way, if another team trades for me, I'm going to come sign with you guys. And let's say Brooklyn just doesn't want to make a deal with the Lakers. Okay, that's fine. That's a different story. But if the option is we got to use some draft capital, but we're going to get him now, I think they would do that. I really do. I think they would say, let's get him now. Let's go on whatever run. Who knows what other teams are going to do in the offseason? Who knows what's going to happen in the Western Conference, which kind of strangely seems still open. I don't think they would wait till that. If they feel like they can get him now, I think they would try to do it. And that's not up to them. That's going to be up to Brooklyn and what the Lakers give up in compensation.
Laker fans are fired up. We're going to hear from more of them coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.